Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. And we're having some technical problems today, but we'll get through it. Let's go ahead and take a caller. This year I'm on air. 916, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Okay.
And my question is, I am 66, and I was hired by a major insurance company for a call center for medical insurance. And
right.
There's been some issues. When I started in July, they couldn't give me access for 3 days, and then they allowed me to restart again on 9/18, and they couldn't give me access to the computer system for a solid week. So I lost quite a bit of training time. And so ultimately, the training did stop a week ago, and the team was supposed to start taking calls this past Monday. Well, the team did for the full week, but there was another computer system issue. So once again, I was locked out of access for a full week, and also, they were supposed to, they ordered a special headset for me so I could hear better. And security refused to sign for it 4 times, and which I don't think is my fault. And then they decided to have it sent to my home. So I brought it in. And then on Thursday, the team lead, Eddie, shocked me because he walked up to me and he said, "I fully expect you to be on the phone tomorrow and taking calls." He said it in a way that was very authoritative and like he felt he had to put his foot down. And I was stunned, and I looked at him and I said, that would be what I would expect too. And then he said, "Well, the whole team has been taking calls this entire week." So then I looked at him and I said, "Well, as you know, there's been computer issues and I have not had access, nor my headset." And then it was time for my break, and I was badly shook up emotionally. And because I'm a very intelligent woman and nobody has to put their foot down with me at work. I do my job, for goodness sakes. And so anyway, when I brought in my headset the next day, 4 supervisors looked at it and they could not make it work. So I don't think any of this is my fault, but I was so shook up by the tone of the way he addressed me. I went to my supervisor, her name is Paula, and she acted sympathetic, but then she pulled in Eddie to the conversation, and I'm sure they talked before entering the room. And Eddie said that I was overly sensitive, which is ridiculous. And I said calmly, and I said, "No, I've been in this business for 15 years. I'm not." And then he said that he thought I was reluctant to get on the phone, which is absurd. So, and then it fell flat, and I think it's very unfair of me. So, of course, they're sending a report to the main manager, Teresa. And Paula had said that she would always have my back. Well, she definitely did not. And they basically had each other's back for that conversation. And when Eddie was talking to me, I let him know that I felt like he felt that he had to speak authoritatively to me in that putting his foot down. And I said that wasn't necessary because with my work ethic, that's what I'm there for. Anyway, when I brought that up in front of Paula and him, he conveniently denied ever hearing that from me. So
right.
I went to work yesterday, and I had no sleep, and I was just quiet. What's going to happen? Am I going to – I asked to be moved to Peggy's team or to Sherry's team. Paula said no. I don't know if Teresa, the main lady, is going to call me in her office to get my version of this on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But what's going to happen? Am I going to stay on this team with Eddie? Will I be able to keep my job for at least 2 years? Are they going to move me to a new team? What's going to happen?
Yeah. Sorry going through that, but I think that you're leaving there. I don't see you there much longer.
You mean leaving the company or leaving the team?
Leaving the company.
Will it be my choice or theirs?
It will be theirs.
Wow.
And things are subject to change, but, you know, that's what I'm seeing right now. So
is it just hypocrisy? They're going to run me out and make up a fake file to get me fired?
I'm not really seeing what they're going to be doing, but I know that you're not going to be there. Well, you'll be here there until the next year, but after that, I don't see you being there.
So I'll be there until January at least?
Yes.
Hmm. And then
okay.
Will I get another job right away, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, I see you getting a job. I mean, yeah, it's going to happen pretty quick. So, but I'm going to have to move on to some more other callers because we don't, but I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Let's go with 256. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I was wondering if you've been... Hey, do you see somebody new coming into my life soon?
Yeah, probably looks like to me about the middle of December. Somebody's going to come into your path. Very compatible, too. I feel like you guys will hit it on pretty good.
Really? Okay, but before he comes, do you see me landing a job?
Yes, I actually do see you getting a job in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? And I already applied for the job?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Oh, great. Okay,
All right.
You so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
312, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, this is Karen calling from Chicago. I recently got laid off, but I found a part-time job to last for maybe about a month or so. It's just a couple days a week, but do you see me finding something else, like some projects or something, like to balance out until the holidays are over?
Yeah, definitely seeing you need some balance in your life. Things are a little scattered right now. But, yeah, I definitely see things moving spiritually for you, so that's a good thing.
Oh, good. I have friends looking and, like, myself looking. Do you see maybe it through friends or on my own finding something?
I feel like it's going to be you on your own.
Okay.
And the door of opportunity, it looks like to me, is about a couple weeks out, probably, well, maybe longer than that. It looks like at December, so.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. All right. Let's go to 111. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. I was just wondering, where I live, should I stay here a little bit longer, or should I relocate? Would I be safe, or what do you see for me, please? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see some issues with safety right now. You're just feeling very vulnerable right now. But I definitely see somebody coming in and to help you with a few things. But so, okay.
Okay, when you say few things, what do you mean by that, sir, please?
Okay, what was your question again? I'm
yes,
having a hard
said,
time hearing you. But...
Thank you. You said that somebody's going to help me with a few things in here. What does that mean?
Okay. Oh, no problem. There's a move that's going to take place, too, a physical move for you. And that's why I'm seeing these other people coming in to help.
To help me move?
Yes.
How long?
I don't see that right now. I don't see that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to 703. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, my name is Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Good. I recently met this guy about a month ago, and I was just wondering maybe what you pick up with this relationship.
Okay. Can I get your first name, please, if I haven't already asked?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea, okay. So this guy just popped in, looks like to me.
We actually met online. We met online about a month ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. Computers can really connect us with people. I mean, I'm always amazed how fast time goes. I was talking to a friend earlier, and, you know, we were talking about this is, you know, November. So it seems to be fast. But you said there was a guy already interested in you, or you were interested in them?
Yeah, we started talking about a month ago. He lives in a different state, but
you know,
we've been chatting for a while. I just want to know, do you think it's, you know, some good energy? Do you think anything, you know, will happen with this?
I feel like that this will go further down the road, of course. But definitely I feel a very strong connection with him and you spiritually wise. So that's a good thing, cuz you guys will be on the same page with, you know, spiritual things and so on. But, yeah, so hopefully that helps.
Yeah, great.
Well, thank you. No problem. Yeah, no problem at all. You have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to 475. You're on air with me. Hello? Okay. Let's move on to somebody else. 212, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
No problem. How can I help?
Yeah, I was wondering if you see any kind of move coming up. Is my landlord, along with the co-op people, are they going to try some other way to boot me out of here or possibly offer me another apartment or something, or do you see me staying?
I see you actually moving into a different apartment. which would be a good thing, because I think where you are now is not very, the energy levels there are not very good.
I know.
So you need to move on, definitely. What I would do is ask your spirit guide and your angels to help you with this and more direction on this so everything would be clearer. But I definitely see you moving. So.
Yeah. Do you see anything about when it might be and how it could come about?
I'm getting like maybe January, late December, early January on that. And
you mean of this year, of in a month or so?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean but more next year. So, okay.
You mean the end of December and January into 2019?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense. Is it something that's going to be pushed by my landlord?
I don't really feel that. I just feel like that they're going to offer you a different apartment. So.
Oh, they will offer me a different apartment.
Right.
In a different building? Or is it the same building?
I think it's going to be a different building. And things would be a whole lot better for you there.
Yeah. It's a different neighborhood?
No, I feel like you'll still be in the same area. So.
Do you see it as being part of the same apartment complex?
Yes.
Okay. And will it be a bigger apartment or better apartment or kind of the same?
It's going to be a little bigger than what you had before. But you'll enjoy life a whole lot better because it's stressing you out a little bit. So you just need to focus on that and ask for it to help you. Okay.
Hey, the landlord is really going to offer me this.
Yes, I see that, yeah.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds almost too good to be true.
True, yeah. I mean, yeah, and spirit moves pretty quick. Things are going to unfold for you pretty quick.
So does that mean they've been answering my prayers? Or is this from co-op people more likely? They want me out.
Prayers and stuff
like
that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Blessing.
You too. 678, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Susie, and I have been waiting to talk to you.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess. So how can I help?
Yeah. Yes, actually, I'm on your website, and I was wanting to make an appointment, but your website is being worked on, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the website's being worked on at the moment. But what you could do is you go use the donate button that's there on the front page.
Yeah.
And that way you can pay right there through that. Because I'm revamping the site that we have right now. So, all right?
Okay. Well, very good. Anyway, I have been on the dating websites for quite some time now. Honestly, Michael, I have not found not one man that's been a gentleman, really. Or has any is not very respectful either. So, and I was wondering if you see anybody coming in for me at all that's going to, you know, be a good match for me instead of all these frogs.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely see next year you're going to meet somebody. And I'm not sure at this point if it's going to be the long term, but I feel like it's going to be there for a while. And, you know, for you to more develop into a relationship and with family. So, okay?
Okay, Michael. Well, thank you very much.
Right. And just go over to the website and just, you know, I don't know how you want it. How length do you want that reading? 30 minutes or?
Yeah, I would get a 30-minute, I guess, yeah.
Okay. So just go over to the website. It's like for 30 minutes, it's like $40. So, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank
right.
you, Michael.
Have a good day.
I'll make the appointment. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, let's go with 240. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Connie from Maryland.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Can't complain. I don't
Great.
Like the
That's
weather
awesome.
Forecast, I hear. We're supposed to get some wintry snow stuff in December,
oh, yeah.
beginning of December. So, but yeah. So how can I help you?
Just any message that Spirit has for me.
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes for a minute and I'm gonna be quiet. So.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing I'm picking up with you is they just want you to love yourself more. They say that you're a little mm-hmm. critical to yourself. And does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, they said you need to work on you and then things will move forward. But, you know, Spirit's always working on us, providing things for us and stuff like that. I'm always amazed of how Spirit just does things. It just blows my mind sometimes. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay,
so,
great.
All right.
What is your website?
Oh, the website is www.insightswithmichael.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. I feel like that's everybody. Let me check. 914, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
My name is Kathy. Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you? Hi. My question is about a potential investor for a work endeavor that I would like to get going. His name begins
okay.
with the letter F. I was wondering if you see him investing.
Yeah. Definitely see that. Yeah, I see that for sure. So I don't know exactly when the money's going to flow and all that stuff, but I definitely see an investment. All right?
Oh, wonderful. Just
You're
if
welcome.
I may ask, should I ask him after the holiday, after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, because everybody around the holidays is not a good time to really do too much, like applications, things like that, because everybody's focused on Christmas and all kind of that kind of stuff. So, but I would wait until after the holidays.
Oh, even so, even after Christmas, not even before, right after
yeah.
Thanksgiving. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
You too. Bye bye. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Thank
you. Have a good day.
I appreciate your help. You.
All right, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and put a song on really quick. And to go to my website, it's www.insightswithmichael.com. We are working on that site right now, but you can go over there and book a reading and things like that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and close out for today. I appreciate you all tuning in and listening. You guys were great today. And I really appreciate the positive in this. Thank you. All right. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
sound.